Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Rabbi Nomer and Rasi Shayifu. To which special name Raisa and Moshe Mordechai. And Chayo Chevet Fega, Bas Michal Vizbasi, Ali Nishmas Nali Bats Yaakov, Rafuas, Dvorah, Bas Rucham and Miriam, Sipara Fega, Bas Hadassa, Matan Ben Sara. Torah talk is talking about the counting of the Jewish people. And it says in Perek Chavav Pasuk Samach Dalet, Uvei lo ishim kudei Moshe v'Aaron ha'kohen asher paktu es b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. But among these, there was not a man of them who were numbered by Moshe and Aaron the Kohen, who numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. So those all the people that they counted earlier were no longer around. Because nobody was left besides Kalev ben Yefuna and Yehoshua ben Nun. So Mamela, the only people counted were people who were not counted earlier. Everybody else had died. Rashi says, "Aval ha'isha l'nigzar gzeres meraglim." But on a woman, there was no gzeres meraglim. V'shayim mechavas aretz, women loved Eretz Yisrael. Nasham v'drash v'shuv mitzrayim. Nasham v'stulan alachla. The men said, "Let's go back to Egypt," and the woman said, "No, we want a nachla in Eretz Yisrael." The kach nismucha ben parshas ben oslofcha. The kan. That's why we have here the parshas ben oslofcha. What did ben oslofcha do? What ben oslofcha did is that they said they want a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Since they want a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, you see that women want Eretz Yisrael. Women love Eretz Yisrael. That's why the parsha of Noslovka is here. So the man, there was a zera in the men to die, but not in the women. The men said, "Let's go back to Egypt." The woman said, "Hey, we want a chelik in Eretz Yisrael." So that is the pasuk here with Rashi. And now we are going to analyze this based on the Torah, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maran Hagaon HaGadol HaMufla v'Muflaga of Ravman Zitzal. Rashi writes later on, Perakot Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Mishpachas Menashe ben Yosef, Rashi says, Lama Ne'amar, Lelo Malacha Yosef Chibei V'Esa'aretz. Shinamar v'halisim es atzmai sai, chulei u'bnoisav chibibu es ha'aretz. Shinamar tzna lanu achuza. So, Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael. It says v'halisim es atzmai sai. And his daughters also loved Eretz Yisrael. Because they said, Tznu lanu achuza. In other words, Rashi's telling us why it says here in the Pasuk, the Mishpah. Vatikra ben b'lo stofcha ben chayfer ben gilad ben mechir ben menashe la mishpachos menashe ben Yosef. It already says ben menashe. So why does it have to say Yosef? So it's to tell you that he loved Eretz Yisrael. And his daughters loved Eretz Yisrael. Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, Elisa Masat Samasai. And his daughters loved Eretz Yisrael. They wanted a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So we see from here that the chibuv that the daughters had of Yosef was Mikoch Yosef. Earlier on in Rashi, we saw that all the women loved Eretz Yisrael. Hanashim Omros, the Nashim weren't in the Gzeres HaMeraglim because they loved Eretz Yisrael. Because they said to give us a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So that's all women. And here, no, it's Dafka Benos Yosef. So it seems to be a stiran Rashi. You also have to understand that if it's because of Yosef, my taima hayinin ze rak benoshim, v'rei kol b'nei Yosef meisu b'gzeras meraglim, mishum nitna rosh, v'nashuva mitzrayma. ומה זה תלוי בנשים דווקא? That's what I understand. If it's Alti Yosef, why is it only the women? All B'nai Yosef died in the Gezeres Meraglim because of the Drashu Mitzrayimah. So why is it Tali Ben Nashim? In other words, Rashi says that it's the Nashim that came into Eretz Yisrael because they were Mechavi of Eretz Yisrael. But if it's meeting Yosef, then it should have been Yosef's sons also should have lived. Because they love Eretz Yisrael also, because whoever descended from Yosef loves Eretz Yisrael. We also have to understand Raya. What is the Raya that Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael? Because he says, Valisa Mesatzmosa, I want to be buried there. What's the Raya? Kvur Eretz Yisrael is a special union of Kapara. We see in the Sugyan Ksubis, Kofir Aleph and Aleph. Rambam Malachim 5:11, Mufurish Ken B'Ksuvis Shem Leni Yosef Atzmo. He wasn't Lamei Triach Shem Leis Kilim Chilos. Maybe wouldn't be able to roll into Eretz Yisrael. So we have a din. It's a din of Kapara here. So what does that have to do with Chibu Eretz Yisrael? Not Chibu Eretz Yisrael. He wants a Kapara. So how can you say that Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael because he wanted to be buried there? No, he wanted to be buried there, Al Kapara. We also have to understand that all B'nai Yankov brought his bones to Eretz Yisrael, like it says in Parashas B'Shalach. V'leisim et esmosem yizeik tchem, shegam heim, sivu l'olech atzmosem l'Eretz Yisrael. All the sons of Yaakov's bones were brought to Eretz Yisrael, like we see in Rashi. And that's from the Mechilta, the Gemara Bava Kama. So what mal yusa, what maila is there in Yosef? Shekasev Rashi shemitzat shevet Menashe dafka chibivu es haaretz. It's like a special maila in Yosef that because of shevet Menashe, which comes from Yosef, they loved Eretz Yisrael. Mapitom, all the shvatim said they wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So that's our, as they say in Spanish, this is unser Arbit. So avodah shelanu. Ve'achshav anachnu nasbir et hadvarim. Nira. שחיבוב הארץ ורצון לעלות אליה ייתכן או מצד ציווי השם על זה. Why would one want to love Eretz Yisrael? Why would one want to come to Eretz Yisrael? So it could be either because God commanded, like in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were commanded to come to Eretz Yisrael. So it could be mitzad ציווי השם, and it could be mitzad chibas haaretz atzma. As we've spoke about in the past, there's a special inyan of chibuv haaretz, that a person should love Eretz Yisrael. And there are a lot of sources for this. Chibuv haaretz, you can love Eretz Yisrael because you love Eretz Yisrael. You love Eretz Yisrael because God commanded Eretz Yisrael. Ubakashas achuza bivno slavchad, hu chibuv mitzad Eretz Yisrael atzma. The request of an achuza, of a portion, for the Benos Tzlavchad is loving mitzad Eretz Yisrael itself. The Benos Tzlavchad wanted an Achuza because they loved Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because if it was mitzad Chibuv Ratzon Hashem, why should they want an achuz in Eretz Yisrael? An achuz means you want a portion. You want a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So why would you want a portion in Eretz Yisrael? Mitzat Tzivui Hashem. There's no Tzivui Hashem in that. You should have your own portion. Tzivui Hashem is to go to Eretz Yisrael. That you should have your own portion. Why do the Benot Tzlavchad want their own portion? You can be in Eretz Yisrael without your own portion. That's what Hashem primarily wants. So the answer is they loved Eretz Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael's sake. And therefore they wanted a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So we could say that the first inyan applied to all the women. And therefore Rashi says they weren't included in the Gzeres HaMeraglim. In other words, the fact that God commanded to come to Eretz Yisrael, that all the women wanted. It's a command of Hashem. The inyan Hasheni of wanting an Achuza, wanting a portion, that was Miyuchad B'Yosef, as we're going to explain. And therefore Rashi says that there was a, what's the Lashon of Rashi? Shen Rashi is Ubenoisav Chibavu Esa'oretz, Shenamar Tna Lano Achuza. So you have this inyan of Achuza. It's okay. Achay Nira. Shevelo Inyan. So that's the Benos Yosef. The Benos Yosef, Bnei Yosef, they wanted an Achuza Dafka. That's why Rashi emphasized the Achuza. And all the other ladies, they wanted Eretz Yisrael Mitzat Tzibu Hashem. So it would appear, without the first Inyan, Mitzat Rotzen Hashem, which is a special Chibuv. Without the first Inyan of Chibuv, Machmas Rotzen Hashem, so the Chibuv that we find by Yosef wouldn't have been effective. Just like we don't have this appearance of chibuv by the male Bnei Yosef that they wanted Achuz in Eretz Yisrael. Because against their taina in Parsha Shlach, what do the Jews say in Parsha Shlach? The Jews said in Parsha Shlach that Nishenu v'tapenu yulabaz. They're going to slaughter our wives and children. So the chibuv mitzad Eretz Yisrael is not enough to override this claim. This concern that the wives and children are going to be killed. So you love Eretz Yisrael? No, must speak. Not enough. So it must be chibuv mitzad Sivui Hashem u'bal kolcheinu lechibuv mitzat sivui Hashem. And that's very mechayev. It's God's command. And that also, that can override the taina of, oh, we're going to be labaz. We are going to be wiped out. They're going to take our children as booty, our wives and children. It's going to be really bad. So, if it's Ratzon Hashem, it's Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, you have no taina of Nishenu v'tapenu yulabaz. If you have Ratzon Hashem, that we should come there, it's still. So it has to be all predicated on the commandment of Hashem. And on that, Rashi writes that by Noshim, the Chibuv was mitzad Ratzon Hashem b'kulam. Shemishum ze lo haya b'gzeres ha-meraglim. She'acheret lo haya nishar b'em mitzad Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi writes that by Nashim, the Chibuv was that they all wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael because of the will of God. And therefore they weren't included in the Gzeres HaMeraglim. And if not for that, they wouldn't have had a Chibuv of Eretz Yisrael, Mikoch Tulanu Achuza. Because that would have been nullified by the Nishenu V'tapenu that we're going to be wiped out. They're going to take our children and wives as booty. It's going to be really bad. So, therefore it has to start with the Ratzon Hashem. ורק אחרי שלא היה בהם אי החיבוב של נשינו וטפינו מחמת שהיו נשים, since they didn't have this אי חיבוב of נשינו וטפינו, in other words, the men said נשינו וטפינו יהיו לבז. The women didn't say that, because the women had חיבס ארץ ישראל מצד ציווי השם. Once they had Chibuv Eretz Yisrael, Mitzat Sivui Hashem, as all women did, all women had Chibuv Eretz Yisrael, Mitzat Sivui Hashem. Then, in addition, the Benos Yosef had Chibuv Mitzat Eretz Yisrael Atzim, that they wanted a special portion. And therefore they said, Tnu Lanu Achuza. So it's really not a steal on Rashi at all. Rashi says, on one hand, all the women want an Eretz Yisrael because of the Tzivui Hashem. On the other hand, Rashi says, Benos Yosef, that means the Benos Yosef wanted not only a portion because God commanded us to go into Israel, but because they wanted a special portion in Israel because they loved Eretz Israel. And now we also understand why Dafka the women. We said, what about the Bnei Yosef? It's not only the Bnos Yosef, it's the Bnei Yosef. The answer is that no, it's only the Bnos Yosef because the Bnei Yosef didn't want Eretz Israel to see by Hashem. Because they said, the Shein of the pain of Yulabaz. So they didn't want to go into Eretz Israel. Bnos Yosef said, hey, since it's the commandment of Hashem, we want to come into Eretz Israel and we want to nachuz in Eretz Israel. Because they didn't have that tain of Neshen of the Pen Yulabaz. So it's stopping the Bnos Yosef. But again, it has to start with the idea of wanting Eretz Israel because God commanded, and therefore you don't have to worry about Neshen of the Pen Yulabaz, it's the Ratzon of Hashem. And then on top of that, it's what the Bnos Yosef had, was the special Chibur of Eretz Israel. They wanted their own portion. So we had asked about Chibur of Yosef. That's how it's Valisim es Atzmos, which is the name of Kvura. We said, why does that show he loved Eretz Israel? It just shows he wanted to be buried in Eretz Israel. But who says that means that he loved Eretz Israel? Maybe it's a kapara, and all the Bnei Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Israel. So it would appear, based on what the Torah Chaim asks in Bava Kamma, page 92, now, why did only Yosef make his brothers swear that they'll bring him up to Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim? And we don't find by the other Bnei Yaakov, even though they also commanded, but there was no oath. There was no hashba. It wasn't mashbias achiv. So the Torah Chaim writes that Yosef knew that they're going to bury him in Kibbutz Malachim. And he was afraid, oh, if I'm already buried in Kibbutz Malachim, I'm not going to be taken out. Not going to take me out. We see in the Gemara in Sota 13a that the coffin of Yosef was in the Nile in order that the water should be blessed. And now the mitzvah aren't going to say, let him out. And his Aaron wasn't in the hands of Bnei Yisrael, like we see there in the Gemara. So we can say that Bishar Bnei Yaf and the other Bnei Yaakov, we don't have a right, they have Chibur of Eretz Yisrael because maybe they wanted to go for Kapara. But by Yosef, but Yosef, you have to really go against the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim weren't letting him out. And he was buried by Kibbutz Malachim. They're not going to take him out of there. Ooh. So by Yosef, it's an extra tircha. So the koyach ha-tviyah shel Yosef, l'chai v'sachiv v'zeh, enuel mishum she'es'askus, atzma yesh ba-mitzvah, v'kanal mitzad chibu v'aretz. So the koyach ha-tviyah of Yosef, to obligate his brothers, is only because it's only because being misasik itself is a mitzvah. Because Rabbeinu, if you look in the Sefer Be'er Miriam, in the second volume, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud, so there Rabbeinu is miyaseh, says he is sowed that if there's an inyan of Ava, if there's love, then the hisaskus, then being involved in it, being involved in what you love, is an act of love. If you love something, and then you're misasik in it, that hisaskus, that involvement, is an act of love. So therefore we can say that Yosef could be mechayev, his brothers. In other words, by Yosef you need a special effort. You need to ask a special effort against the Mitzrim. So Yosef can be mechayev his brothers because the hisaskus itself is a mitzvah. Mitzat chibuv haaretz. Since there's chibuv, the hisaskus is a mitzvah. Therefore, you can say be misasik, be very deeply involved in this, because when there's an inyan of chibuv of ahava, the hisaskus, the involvement itself is a mitzvah. Hopefully, you will explain this more in a future shir. You can listen to our Hilchos Malachim series. It's going to be there, hopefully. But that's the Yisod HaDivarim. So if Yosef is mechayev his brothers, and take a shvua to bring to Eretz Yisrael, that's because of Chibuv. And therefore the Yisaskus, the extra effort they're going to put in, is an expression of that chibuv, so it must be that Yosef had chibuv haaretz. Because if he's demanding it from his brothers, this is askus, that's because he has chibuv haaretz. And we only find this by Yosef. Okay, and so by Yosef, there was extra effort involved, and the reason there was extra effort, and the reason, therefore, that he can be mechayiv them, the reason he was mechayiv them, was because he had a chibuv of Eretz Yisrael, and their being involved in his kvura is an expression of chibuv of Eretz Yisrael. So, there's love involved, and then there's also extra effort involved, and that's why Dafka Yosef was Mashpia's brothers, because it's so hard to get him out, and that's why it shows that he had chibuv Eretz. Maybe they just wanted Eretz Yisrael for the kapara, but he had chibuv Eretz because that's why they had to have all this extra effort.